This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior.
Here we are, we're shooting.
Welcome to Talk of Asian Marketing. It's great to be here. And we're just outside the Xingguang Sanye, one of the biggest department stores. They've got these in pretty much every city. In fact, down in Tainan, we're proud possessor of two of these. One slightly older one slightly newer one. I think it's really interesting to see how these Japanese-style department stores have really come into Taiwan, really grown in such a big way.
Well, this is one. This is the oldest Japanese department store in Japan, isn't it, Stephen?
Yes, it's the first one department store in Japan. Yeah.
And so when they come to Taiwan, what's their relationship with a local partner? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's the local company is Xingguang. Xingguang Group.
Yeah. And that's a locally formed partnership in Taiwan.
Yes.
But the stores themselves, inside, they still carry over lots of the Japanese traditions and things like that.
We got a problem.
Send them over to us, Anthony. Say you work for the BBC, Anthony.
Let's just keep filming. Let's just keep going. Let's get it wrapped up before I have time to come.
Just keep going.
So it's a big Japanese store. It's kind of interesting. What makes the Japanese department store so attractive, do you think, here?
I think the lifestyle of the Taiwanese similar to the Japanese. And so they like the lifestyle of the imported from Japan.
I think those Japanese products, I mean, it's very interesting. We talked now earlier about the volume of imported products from Japan. And that Japanese made in Japan has a real quality feel, doesn't it, Clyde?
Well, you go in, a lot of the appliances will be Japanese brands. A lot of the stuff will be Japanese. Of course, the clothing, you know, that's real international branding. But you'll get a lot of Japanese stuff in here and a lot of Japanese flavored service.
Yes, I think the service, as you walk in, I think it's particularly in the morning, they all line up, all the staff line up, they bow and they greet you. In the lift, the elevators, you have the ladies with the nice gloves. The other interesting thing is where they cluster together, we've got the Xingguang just behind us. And you're saying, Clyde, there's another two or three around here, aren't there?
Right, we have Taichung has, I think, the most department store space in Southeast Asia, which is outside of Japan. It's really amazing.
So later,
another time, maybe we can stop at Tokyo Department Store, which is downtown. Right down the block, there's one called Sogo Department Store.
That's another big Japanese one as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. Right.
And then?
Okay. Actually, besides Japanese department store, there were a lot of the local department store. But the most successful department store are run by the Japanese manager.
It's a Japanese management system. It seems to make these things work well.
Yeah.
Even in down economic times, which is pretty hard on department stores.
Yeah, and the management fits into Taiwanese culture, I think.
Because of being Asian themselves, you think there's that cultural connectivity?
They are Asian cultures too, and their management is very efficient and effective.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we look at the China market, if we went to China right now today and talked to people, of course you have a lot of that anti-Japanese feeling generated, you know, maybe a little bit artificially. I don't think it's just that Taiwan has a close relationship with Japan historically. I just think, like Stephen said, they're really good at managing the efficiency of the store. And someday in China, I think they'll be really successful too. I think there's no doubt about it. They're just really good at that.
Yeah, I think that Japanese orientation towards organization complements what people like here locally. They get it to run really well. And in fact, where I was going earlier, we were talking about, I bet you they have a big sale in here, don't they?
That's the weird thing. You come in here and it is definitely high-end. especially on the first, second floor, you get a lot of
boutiques. Well, you see those big brands just behind us here.
Yeah, it's all your big boutique brands, all of your international brands. As you go upstairs, you get less of that, but you still have those individual stores. But then you often have a whole floor or a whole section that's just sale items.
That's it, yeah.
That's amazing, because they're really on sale. You can really get big sales.
So they're product assortment. Okay, the product assortment and their service management is very tough.
It really reflects good quality thinking, doesn't it, and the way they organize it.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's a really hard thing to balance. To be able to have your high-end stuff and still have sales.
Yes.
And the other thing about department stores in Asia, the Japanese influence, you also have supermarkets.
Yep.
Plus whole eating areas. To be able to combine these together and none of them ruin the other one. In other words, you know, brand management is so hard if you're running a high-end and a low-end together. It really becomes questionable, you know, in the mind of the consumer. So the Japanese managers for these department stores is what they're really, really good at. I think Steve was talking about some of the local department stores. One of the things that happens is you start to get a feeling when they're having those sales that the stuff is really junk.
Yeah, very junk and very cheap.
Exactly.
You got a feeling of a cheap.
The cheap feeling.
Yeah,
and so this is where I think the Japanese manager is really, really good.
This promotional activity, it's so prevalent. Even as you say, this is a prime, premium end, and yet they're still pushing the discount, and people, and I remember just even a month back, someone coming out saying, I've been to the Shin Kong, and I've just gone there because there's some great sale items there. And, you know, even here, and as you say, they get that mixture done so well, I think
it's really
it's
amazing
very
how they can balance that. Because I've been here before, I go into a sale area, but then where they get you is, you know, you have your high-end shopper, you have your kind of quote-unquote tourist shopper a lot here too.
Yeah,
supposedly, Taichung's retailing space is so large because lots of people come in from the countryside, from Nanto, and they come in, they make a you can see whole families walking around here, and they're just pushing the carts, the grandparents, everybody taking a trip. What's the chance that they're going to buy the high-end stuff? It's not much. They might get something on sale, but then they see one thing they like.
Yeah.
And they buy one thing. And I've done that before too. You come in, you get the sale stuff, but then you see one thing, and you say, hey, that suit's really nice. Mm-hmm. And you spoil yourself.
Yeah.
And I think they get a lot of business that way, aside from their high-end customers, which they kind of separate. When you go in the store, you can feel there's that separation.
Yeah, indeed.
And you can go for the bargain, you see something, you pick it up, but your high-end people, they get a special treatment.
But yeah, something through on that special kind of high-end track, basically.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Interesting, Kaohsiung, too, has a big set of department stores. I'm really amazed that the city can support so many. Does it pull people in from outside as well?
Yes, many customers from China. Yeah, in the Pingdong. Out of the Kaohsiung city.
They really come in, don't they? I mean, they must make like a day trip, basically, for that whole shopping event.
And you can make it's easy to make it a day trip because there's everything in there. Now, of course, you can compare with an American shopping mall. I think a better comparison maybe be the mall, the USA mall, the really big one, and people come in, they have everything you need there, eating and everything. But I think the difference is, in Japan, these things are really normal. And it's not, you're not taking a special trip to go to the big mall of America. They're just all over the place. And there's all different levels of them, right, Stephen? You have your top end, and then your medium end, and your lower end. They all have a kind of ranking system to them. Stephen, do you think there's a ranking system to these department stores in Taiwan like that?
Yeah, sort of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You got your higher ones, your better ones.
Yes. And because this department store has its reputation, so even the poor rank will come here.
Because they want to see that really good one.
Yeah. And besides, there are many rich people living in Zhanghua, and they will come here.
And there's not a whole lot of shopping in Zhanghua.
Yeah, but top-end shopping, yes, they don't have it,
yes.
We can say that Taichung City is the recreational city of the Taiwan. Especially for the middle Taiwan.
Central Taiwan.
Yes, nothing really around, is there?
Yeah,
yes, it's really the focus of the center.
Right.
And this is really the focal point of the big department stores. It's kind of known. It's got a very powerful reputation here. Great. Well, we'll look forward to getting inside and getting some consumer cam in there,
consumer too. Consumer cam out, take some shots.
Yeah.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Thank you.